right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, CJ, let me do this quickly. So the voucher program was created by Annette Polly Williams, a former state representative from the city of Milwaukee, and Larry Harwell. They created the voucher program, and at the time, Governor Tommy Thompson was the governor. And they created that program because they said they wanted to see poor black children have a fair and equal opportunity at a good education. And so that was the beginning of the voucher program in the city of Milwaukee. They allowed any and everybody to open up schools with no, standards. With the public school system has to have standards for education and all those kinds of things. Didn't have any of that for voucher schools. So all kind of money was stolen during the first 10 years of the program. Republicans got a hold to it. And George Bush Sr. And they stole the program. And that program now has evolved to the point where it's not only for poor kids anymore. They force vouchers into areas where, different parts of the state where people didn't even ask for.
And apparently it's actually illegal to send your kid to a district that you're not, part of. That if you don't live within that district, it's against the law to send
That's exactly it. So, CJ, you were saying, what about vouchers?
CJ isn't with us anymore. But okay. Yes. Next up here, we've got Heath from Madison.
Hey, Heath, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hey, not too bad, Earl. How are you doing? Hey,
right.
I just wanted to call up and say, CJ wants to sound like, this whole voucher thing is a great deal for Wisconsin and all of our families. And I think we all really know the reality of this. Republicans have been trying for decades to do everything they can to put our teachers down, our public schools. They hate our public schools. They hate our teachers. And they'll do anything to undermine them. And it's no surprise that you've got people wanting to send their kids to different schools when we've underfunded schools in this state for years now with a Republican assembly that we can't un-gerrymander after Scott Walker attacked our teachers' union.
Yeah, one of the principal arguments that the caller made was that people seem to want them, And I feel like that's the circular danger here, that if you underfund public schools, they perform badly and people want alternatives and then you provide them.
Right. And that's exactly, they've engineered this way. This is exactly what they want. CJ called in the last hour talking to Crute and, had similar things to say, and it's all baloney. It's all part of the plan to undermine our schools.
Well, the other part of this, my friend, is that when you they move vouchers into rural areas and other parts of the state that did not want vouchers, and that was not even the purpose of it. And again, the debate is clear. Separation of church and state. And that's what's at stake in the debate that's going on now at the United States Supreme Court.
And importantly, it's not that these schools can't exist, just that them being almost wholly funded by public funds is inappropriate.
Well, but again, we're talking about a government that's not supposed to support religious schools. I mean, that's the argument.
Yeah, it ends.
You can talk about
early,
all the other things. Clearly, if they're getting ready to change that, the public schools are really headed for a tough fall. Who do we have up next, man?
We've got Bill from Sun Prairie.
Hey, Bill, how you doing? Thank you very much for calling. What do you say?
I'm doing great. I agree with the past caller who's claimed that it's kind of an engineered situation. I believe that. But I think there's a couple of subtle, more, interesting arguments besides, the separation of church and state, which of course is important, and I agree with you on that. But I think it gets, you know, it's easy to put a label like that on the argument and miss the real crux of the argument, which to me is twofold. One is public schools are funded by the citizens and the community. Right. And if you want to, you know, educate your children with, you know, a Christian education or any other kind of religious education, that's fine. But that's not what the community has agreed, you know, constitutes an education and something we all want for everyone. That's what that money is for, is to support what we can all agree on makes for an education.
So listen, so I agree with you, but even with that being said, the Supreme Court of the United States right now is looking to change that. Because again, the number
problem.
Is 6 Republicans and 3 and 3 Democrats.
Yep.
That's going to change.
Well, and I agree with you.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I agree with what you said before about now I lost my train of thought there.
Well, but again, this is getting ready to happen, and it's in a vacuum, and those of us who know this is not right, we need to be raising all kind of hell, man, because it's not going to go back once they change it.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate your program.
Hey, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening, man. I really appreciate it. You know, Evan, it is. They're taking it up. You know, generally when the Supreme Court has got millions and millions of cases that it can pick out, and it picked this one out.
Oh yeah. Oh no. There's a pattern here. You can see what they're picking up. You know. Yes.
And it picked this one out. And I'll tell you something, man. Here's another part of why this is so important. Many of Christian churches and schools have been struggling financially because there aren't as many young people going to church anymore.
Sure.
You follow what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And this is going to be able to keep those churches afloat. I wish I had more time. We got to go.
This is a good one, man. We got to come back to this.
Yeah, I want to get back on it tomorrow. I thank everybody who made this show go. You've been tuning into the Erlinger Show. Thank you, Evan. I'll be back on tomorrow. See you later.
Take care, my friend.